طير البعيد. باش انا بين الزرع ويما انا شام ايش امر لك انا بني اغاني بمات عليهم نفس اي تام يمار بس الفاس يرين زر برينس باش يسمع انا دو سيز يسا بس فافر دي تليوسا زير كودش برينس بنوك ودى باداشكا from the aperture, the opening of the nostrils, Moshach Rucho de Chaya Mashiach. The Ruach Chaya, the spirit of life, is drawn for Mashiach. Mashiach derives his life spirit from the opening of the nostrils. That's plain touch. None of the Nazar explains. Ika Klei Zeno Isha Mashiach, Yatfil, Dik Klei Zayin, the weapons that Mashiach will use are not swords, but tefillah, prayer. She Bechinas Chaitim, which is the nostril. The nose is called Tefillah. Kamashi Kosev, Ushi Vasi Echtam Loch. My prayer I shall deliver to you through the nostril, Echtam. It doesn't say Espal Echtam. So we see the fetish that there is a breathe to you, but it doesn't say breathe, plain breathe through the nostril. Umisham Ikechiyusayim. From there, the Mela is the Ikechiyus of Mashiach. The Chol Melchamtai Shiyasa, every war that he will take care of, Chol Akvishesh Yichbesh, and everything he will conquer, Hakom Yisham, will come through the power of Tefillah. Meshikosu v'hidicha b'yiris Hashem, the Ebershter will blow into him Yiris Hashem, Zeh b'chinas chaitim, and with that, he will do battle the rest of the Pesach Sittin. Zeh ikud klei zaynoi, this is ikud klei zayin of his, Meshikosu v'charbi yuvikashti, Yaakov Yino said, I conquered Shechem with my sword and with my bow. Pedesh Rashi, Rashi Kodesh says it means Tfilo Bakosha, through Tfilas. Meshikosav Chile Bikashti Eftoch, I will not feel secure with my bow, I won't rely on my bow and arrows. Kiyin, Dashem, Vekim Hilam Lukolayim. Only through praise Dashem. Bechinas Usilasi Echtemloch. Through this Tfilo, that'll be my weapons with which I can conquer. And that's the weapons of Mashiach. This Klei Zayin, this weapons of Tefillah, supposed to receive only through the Bechina of Yosef, Hainu Shmidas HaBris. Yosef is the Bechina of Tzadik, Yisoid, Shmidas HaBris. Meshikos of Chagoyer Charbucha Al Yorech, to gird your sword Al Yorech. Yorech is the Bechina of the Gid, the Shmidas HaBris. Chagoyer means that this is dependent on it, it hangs on this, it depends upon this. Chedev, the weapon, which is Tefillah, depends upon the Shmidas HaBris. Meshikosav, Mepri Bitnecho Oshes Lekisei Loch. Hashem said, Amelch, I will give you from your Zerah, I will give you someone for your throne. Zedachinas Mashiach, the future throne, I will give you Mashiach. Zedachinas Tefillah. The end of the passage says, Im Yishmeru Banecha Brisei, if this Pri Bitnecho of your child will be Shem of the Bris. Hainoi Zedachinas Yosef. So Yosef, he will receive the Tefillah. The Yosef is a Shomer as Abris, not Talat Zadchayda. Yosef, who was a Shem Abris, he had taken Abris, he was there to take the Bechayda. The Bechayda of birthright, Shei Bechinas Avedas at Tefillah, Bechinas Pishnayim, birthright is one that receives double. Pishnayim is a Bechina of Tefillah, because Tefillah is also Pishnayim, double. Ki at Tefillah he Pishnayim, Tefillah is Pishnayim double. Why Shnayim? Sheyesh behem Shvachay Shel Mokay Meshal Asrachav. Every prayer consists of two things. One, giving praise to Hashem, and two, asking for whatever a person needs. V'hi b'chinas v'chere p'fiyes b'yodam. Pasuk Tov says that the sword of two edges they hold, which means the Tefillah. B'chinas beis p'yes. Two mouths, that is two times, Pishnayim, b'chinas Pishnayim. Base P means times, and it's Pishnayim, double time. So this, Yosef HaKodesh, Yosef HaTzadik had. He had the Bechayda, which is Pishnayim, which is the Tefillah. The Nital made Uvein, the Bechayda, which is Tefillah, was taken away from the Uvein. He was the firstborn, but it was taken away and given to Yosef. Adyadei Shechila Yetzua Yavad, because he's Mechalel, the Mechil Abris. Why? Because he took away the Mita from Eichel Rachel, he put it into Noel Bilhah, put it into Eichel Leah. He said that let my mother Leah have the Mita rather than put it into Bilhah. After Rachel was nostalgic. So Yagavina put the Mita in Eichel Bilhah. He went and took away the Mita from Eichel Bilhah and put it in Eichel Yaakov. Although it was, because the mother was good, Kavana was Tohe. Still, it's Ki'ilu Kilo Bo Al Bilha. No, the Gemara says it's the Chin of Tefillah Bris. Ki Toli B'Shmidas HaBris, which means the Tefillah, because it's Toli B'Shmidas HaBris. Since there was an Inyan of Chilal HaBris, Ki Chilalto Yitzui Olah, Yaakovina said to him, an Inyan of Chilal HaBris, therefore he lost the Bechayda, because there wasn't a complete Shmidas HaBris. V'Yalkein Yosef B'Shvil Shezocha L'Bechinas Tefillah, therefore Yosef, because he was Zechet the Bechina of Tefillah, Shei Bechinas Tilosi Echtan, Bechinas Chiyus Hanimshach Menukva de Badashka Kanal, he was Zechet to the Chiyus which comes from Echtan, from the Chaitim, it comes from the nostrils. Alkei Nikra Ben Pairas Yosef, Ben Pairas Alei Oyen. Therefore he is called in the Barachas, the Shvatim is called Ben Pairas Yosef. Shein Bechinas Tofresh Peivov Oyreis, that's the Bechina of the Tofresh Peivov 686 lights. Shehem Zion Shemus, the Zion Shemus Agdation of Sog Morbon. That's the four Shemus Agdation from the Hashem Yud Kei Vov Kei Bemi Loi. You have Yitro Gimel De Hei with an Aleph, you have Vemant the Gematia is Mem Hei. When you have with a Hei, so it's Nun Beis. When you have with a Vav Moli, so you have Samach Gimel. When you have the Yud, so it's Zion Beis. And then you have the other three Shemus, Kufn Chalef, Kufn Aleph, and Kufn Gimel. It's a Shem Ekia. Also, the three types of Milun. That's the combination of this, the Shmo Shlim, it's called, these two Shemus. Sha'ilin Tofresh Peivav. Together, all these Shemus Hagdashim, add up the Tofresh Peivav Eidis. Shemekabel Minukva de Pardashka. He receives this, these Eidis from, this is the Chiyus, he receives from the Pardashka. Ki Padashka Begimatria Tofresh Peivov. That's not exactly Tofresh Peivov. With the Kailo, of course. Misha Zocho Lecherev Hazeh, one who was Zecher to this Cherev, this tefillah which is called a sword, this weapon. Tzorech Leida Ech Lilchayim Lecherev, he has to know how to do battle with this Cherev. Shleyata Isol Yemin Ayla Smile, he shouldn't turn with this sword to the right or to the left, off the right track. He should aim it directly to the goal, and he shouldn't left him, he shouldn't swerve and drop off. Yemina smile means he shouldn't make a mistake in tefillah. Smile means, of course, where he davens and he feels that the tefillah does not tell anything. Min means where he davens, where he doesn't want to daven because he feels that he has so much to talk about Hashem, he doesn't daven. So he davens less than he should. That's called not using the sword in a correct manner. Got to aim the sword directly to the mispawl, the shlemus, and have bitachon that the tefillah is pile. Zei efshar, to have shlemus at tefillah is impossible only the bechinas mishpat, through correct judgment. Mishpat emes. Ki mishpati amudo di emtzeisa. Mishpat is the yusoid ha-emtzoi, central pillar. Hainu shekaleya im klei zeinai. He shoots with his weapon. El hamokayim hatzorech, to the exact spot, to the target. Doesn't swerve off to the right nor to the left. Emolyemza, right, direct center. Zebachinas Yechalkiel Devora Bamishpot. Yechalkiel, he leads his words, Tefillah, the Mishpot, with judgment. That means directly to the center. Mishvilze Kibel Yosef is a Bechayra Dafka mi Yaakov. Therefore, Yosef received the Bechayra Dafka from Yaakov, Tefillah. Mashikosu Vanino Sati Lecho Shechem Achad Alachecho. I, who can give. Mishpat is the one that gives, we'll see later. Zehu ki chaykel Yisrael hu, bechinas bris. Chaykel Yisrael, chayk is in your bris. Chayk means also hakika, an engraving. Hashem made an engraving in the body of a Jew, where even when he has no other mitzvahs, in his own body there is a mitzvah engraved. She calls it chayk b'she'eroi som. Hashem made an engraving in the guf of a, he placed an engraving in the guf of a Jew. Mishpat le'keyakayiv. Mishpat le'keyakayiv. And Tzorach Yosef le'kabal zayisachereb v'mechinas mishpat, that this chayk, this taken up this, has to receive, is without to receive mishpat le'keyakayiv from the mishpat through mechina mishpat. They should yechalkiel demor of a mishpat. So he should be able to daven also with mishpat. Also again speaking, the sake of people speaking about a tefillah about Mashiach, you should give your mishpat to Mashiach. Mashiach Yikabel Mechinas Mishpat. Mashiach, who will have this Chedev, is supposed to be able to work with this Chedev correctly. How? Only through Mechinas Mishpat. What can a person be zecher to Mechinas Mishpat? They did stop it. They didn't stop it. Why? Because stuck is also Mechina Mishpat. They stuck the Urch Seminus and Mishpat. Stuck is Urch as he holds on to the Mid of Mishpat because of Titkas Hashem also Mishpat of Yisrael. That Hashem did. Stuck or Mishpat, they go together. Because Mishpat is not Miyakov. He stuck who are you the Mishpat? Stuck is done through Mishpat. Meshikosu, Elikim Shayfet, Zayashpil, Zayorim. Hashem judges, he does Mishpat. What is a Mishpat? That one he lowers and one person he raises. How? Shemaydish lazeh, mashim lazeh. One person he makes poor, another person he makes rich. Shemaysein tzedakah, v'china zayashpil, also. When a person gives stuff, is also, he's machsim amamayinai. He himself is giving away of his money. He has less. Zayyorin shemashiloni, he makes the poor person have more. So it's exactly the same case. So the result is that he holds on to the midah, of Mishpat through giving Tzedakah. Mishmil Zeh, if Tzedakah leads to Mishpat, so therefore, Tzedakah HaFrish, Tzedakah Kodem HaTfilah. A person has to give Tzedakah before davening, Kadesh Yuchal L'chal killed one of a Mishpat, so that when he comes to the davening, he will have Mishpat. Tzedakah gives him Mishpat. He is stuck. A person will have mishpat. So if you have to daven with mishpat, she hit kaleil as side of layafta. What's the mishpat for? We have to daven and hit direct center. Daven correctly. Reshamun Chazal Lomo Nosan Yaakov is a bechayda leYosef. Bishvi Yosef Chil Kalei Say. The one says, why did Yaakov give the bechayda to Yosef? What reason? Why did he pick on Yosef? Be honest. The one says because Chil Kalei Say. Yosef fed Yaakov. He gave him food. That's right. Moshul Balabayas Shagidel Yosem Sech Beisai. The Gemara says that Moshul Balabayas, who adopted an orphan, kept him in his house. Meshikosu, Yechalka Yosef, is over this Echel Lechel of Yataf. Yosef fed his brothers and his father bread. So that's therefore the Gemara says about the Yosef was the Balabayas. Yaakov at the time was like an orphan. He didn't have where to get food from, so he adopted him. Later on, the Gemara says that the Yosem became rich. He had something. He wanted to pay back the Balabayas. So he gave him this treasure that he had. Yaakov was looking for a way to pay back Yosef for giving him all his food. So finally the opportunity came, and he was able to give the Bechayda, he had the Bechayda to give. So he gave this Pishnayim to Yosef. The Gemara says, that's why I gave it to Yosef, because he fed him. So l'fi hataf, k'mai hatef el dorim, l'shen dibu l'fi hataf, because of this tefillah, hataf is hatef el dorim, when you speak to dorim, we misspell. Heinrich shehoya shigura tefillah se b'fiv ayideh etzlaka, his tefillah was shigura b'fiv, means it went smoothly. Shigura means tefillah goes very smoothly, it goes become a through giving tzedakah. That's why Yechalkiah, when he fed the Yosem, that means Tzedakah. Therefore, the Tefillah was Shkura B'Fiv. Yehideh, Tzedakah, She'osah, Nosom, O'Yakev, She'obachinah's Mishpat. So Yaakov was a Bechina of Mishpat, like it says, Vanina Sati, Vani, Yaakov is Ani, Mishpat. As a Bechayda, he gave the Bechayda, She'i Bechina's Tefillah, Mashikosu, Vanina Sati, Locho, Shechem, Achad Alachecha. Ani Daikah, She'obachinah's Mishpat. He gave him the Kayach of Tefillah. What is tefillah? Bechayda. Like again, bechayda, which is tefillah. Pishnayim. Ikeh shel machshavei zoreis. Ikeh machshavei zoreis. They come shas a tefillah. Bad thoughts are coming time and davening. Heim ayadei kilko ha-mishpat. Because the mishpat spoiled. The mishpat hu bechinas einen. The mishpat is an inyan of einen. Eyes. Meshikasu vayavayu al ein mishpat. They came to a city called Ein Mishpat. When we see the word Ayin next to the word Mishpat, there always has to be a reason for it. It shows that Mishpat is in the name of Ayin, Ay. Zebachinas Ayin Yaakov. Yaakov, he said, is Ani Mishpat. We have again Ayin Yaakov. By a day, Kilkul Mishpat. If there is Mishpat that is spoiled, more Kilkul the Ayin. So merely the Ay is Chazan Shalom is spoiled. Graft given to a judge spoils a judgment, spoils a mishpat. And what is the punishment? That he becomes blind. Chas v'shalom. We see befeiros that the spoiling the mishpat, spoiling the correct judgment, is bad for the eyes. Ze bechinas machshavos zorayos shebe tefila. This inyan of spoiling the eyes is machshavos zorayos, strange thoughts at the time of tefila. Shehem anonin the mechasiyan aleinu. That's the clouds which cover the brightness of the eyes. Mashikosu sakosu be'onaloch me'avoy the tefila. There's a finish that you place a cloud in front of you, you cover yourself with a cloud, not to let prayers go through. So we see in the finish that the cloud is something that stops the tefillah. So this, another mechasim leinen means, machshava zores, which cover the mishpat. Well, the osage, she is sukkah and bechinas mishpat. Also, when she accounts on the mishpat, we come perfected. Mashikosu tziyah the mishpat tipodet. The tziyah will become Nifta redeemed through Mishpat. Azai is Abru Anonim Mechasin Aleinon. Then the cloud that cover the eyes will be taken away. Mashikosov ki ayin bi ayin yiru b'shuva Hashem Tzion. Every eye will be able to see clearly when Hashem returns to Tzion. B'shvil Zenikra Yosef ben Paidos Alei Ayin. And in that pasuk, Yosef is called Ben Paidos. Paidos, as we said, the chi is from the chaitim, Tfila, Alei Ayin. Le'ayin means he must articulate le'ayin ala oyle'ayin. He's above the eye, which means that his eye is perfect. He cannot. There's no kilkel of ayin. He cannot be harmed by an ayin hara. His eyes are perfect. No eye can hurt him too. So mele, by him there is mishpat. Since Yosef was zecher to mishpat through Yaakov, therefore it's in le'ayin that there was no kilkel ayin. The Torah kolecha lechavim betfilos. Each person has to have kavona when he davens. She kashir atzmoi l'sadikim shebedoyd. She may kashir himself to the sadikim generation. Ki chol tzadik shebedoyd o bechinas Moshe Mashiach. Every tzadik in each generation is a bechinas Moshe Mashiach. Moshe Matzina shebedikim fedin zelo zel Moshe. We find that sadikim call themselves each other Moshe. My Moshe Shafi comes up to the Moshe and chol. Different places that one Amid has said to the other, "You said a good din." It says Moshe Shafi comes. Moshe, you said well. Moshe is Zebachinas Moshiach, Moshe Kosov Ad Kiyova Yishiloi. As the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Vayechi, till Moshiach will come, Do Moshe Moshiach. The Moshe says, Shiloi is being like the Moshe. And the Taish there is, it means Moshiach. Moshiach comes and still is not the Moshe. So we see the Moshe Moshiach, both in the same category.